Hi, I'm Gabriel Wofford, and I had the privilege of taking Bible Foundations, God's Word for Life this last year. The first semester was amazing. I feel like I just was gifted a warehouse full of brand new tools to dive deeper into the Word. Just really appreciative of that. Second semester, I learned about the observance of all the commands of Jesus. As we went through each of the commands, I was really encouraged by areas of my life where I've been already living out the commands in accordance with the Word, but also challenged by some of the areas, some of the commands I struggled to follow. One of the commands I was convicted by was the command to love my enemies and pray for those who persecute me and who insult me. One morning shortly after we went over these commands, I noticed some resentment was growing in my heart and for someone who was falling into my enemy category. The Holy Spirit started moving on me and showing me how I was not obeying Jesus' command to love them and pray for them. Ask God for help to pray, help me pray for them and to love them. And as the day went on, my attitude towards them went from resentment and anger to just one of compassion. The same evening, I got a call from that person asking for help and prayer. I got to listen as they shared some of the burdens they had been carrying lately, and I got to be a friend in their time of need and a voice of encouragement. The nearly hour-long phone call ended with a mutual, "I love you, bro." God's good. One of the other commands I've really struggled in my past to follow is submission to authorities above me and most importantly to God himself. I've always tried to rationalize why my rebellion was justifiable. This has led to many consequences from detentions in schools when I was younger to more serious consequences in my adult life like being arrested after a DUI. As we went over this section of the class and the Holy Spirit has been working on me, I'm seeing more clearly the worst part of my rebellious attitude was not the punishments, the self-harm, or the legal repercussions, but rather as a poor witness for the gospel. I hurt others through my disobedience and I missed opportunities to glorify God. I don't want to miss any more opportunities to glorify him because I was disobeying and trying to take his spot on the throne for myself. This class has helped me see clearly that while many of the commands are not natural or effortless, and many times actually quite challenging for me to obey, he gave them to demonstrate his love for us, to usher us into the life he has ahead for us, and so that he alone is glorified as I put my faith in him alone instead of my petty attempts to rationalize disobedience. I have a new understanding of the role I have in bringing about his heavenly kingdom here on earth, not through my will, but through his alone. Thank you.